Good morning. Can you all hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. It's so good to see each one of you and come to celebrate on this Sunday. And today I want to talk to you about the idea of just for today. There's a great poem that was written by Sybil Partridge that talks about this word just for today, which is a resolve and a resolution to do things differently. And I'm sure you all have seen that poem or at least heard of it. And it's not my desire today to go into that, although it touches on the idea. My idea for today is just, if there was a comma, for today. Because today and the now is all we ever really have. We have memories that represent the past, and we have hopes and dreams that represent the future, and we live in a now moment. We live in this space of time, and we're asked to do one thing by Spirit, by the great teachers, the masters, even the therapists and those that make it their job to help us be better individuals. We're asked to live right now. And that's what we're responsible for in this moment. What happened yesterday is done. One of the things that hinders our growth is the remembrance, especially of things that were negative or things we feel we botched or things we wish we could do over again. The if-onlys haunt doctor's offices and ultimately our lives and even our bodies. If only I had done this. If only I had done that. And one of the things that I did to get myself over this, to realize the folly of it, is for me to say, if only I had bought a share of Coca-Cola in 1912, I'd have $80 million. But I wasn't around, so I switched it to, if only my grandfather had done it. But he was 5 years old, so I thought, well, if only my great-grandfather. And pretty soon it was ridiculous. And I realized, you can't if only anything. Nothing that you do or say will change one whit of it. As Omar Khayyam says in the Rubaiyat, the pen moves, and having written, not all your wit or your wisdom can change one line of it. Our job is to come in line with the integrity of our being and forgive those things that we need to forgive in ourselves and in others. And if you're like me, there are a number of things that you collect through the week and maybe through the year and sometimes through your lifetime that you know is best to let go. That happens today. That can happen right now. That's why today is the most important day of your life. Now, that doesn't mean you haven't had wonderful things happen in the past and momentous things that you celebrate and remember. But really, today is all you have. So I want to talk to you this morning about making today and its successive days as they come along better and better. There are ways to do that. There are ways to be grounded in the now. As Eckhart Tolle says, we identify with the pain body. And our job is to pull our attention away from that awareness and ask one simple question. When we say, I am suffering, I can't take this, I can't go through this, who is saying that? Who is the I that is saying, I can't? In other words, what's behind that statement? That, what is the awareness that is saying something from the personality's point of view? I don't mean to discount suffering, yours, mine, or anyone else's, but neither do I want to build a monument to it. I want to figure out a way to grow through it. I want to help those figure out, those that are come to me or talk to me or listen to me, figure out a way to grow, not only go through it, but grow through it. We all know when we hear stories of people that have overcome overwhelming obstacles and those that have made their lives different, we feel enlivened and inspired inside. We like hearing stories about an underdog that makes it or somebody who has been down and oppressed that gets up again, walks forward, and makes a new life. And that can only occur now. So when I talk about the sacred now, I'm also remembering the great holy scriptures and teachers that talked about being present at this point in time. You see, that's all we ever have. And all we have to forgive in this present moment is our misperceptions, that we were anything ever less than beloved sons and daughters of the Most High. You see, it becomes a little more easy when we realize we just have to do it right now. We don't have to go back into a past we can't physically go to, and we don't have to run towards a future we can't get into. That will come, but if you take care of now, this upcoming now will be better. Sounds like a play on words, doesn't it? But it's really, to me, mental and spiritual health. There comes a time that even the most, and I hesitate to use this word, but even the most vengeful person would say, that's enough punishment. That's enough. I've had enough. Some people think that God will be vengeful for an eternity. In other words, will sentence you to infinity of punishment for a finite crime. That makes God a scary and ultimately unlovable personage. We don't do that in Unity. We don't talk like that. We realize the hell that we experience is right here. It's in between our ears, and it is in our judgments and in our proclamations of negativity about ourselves and others and the way that we interact with the world. In other words, we know that in the now, a better world begins with us. So we do our best to make ourselves come into line with spiritual truths and that we make a decision to grow along these spiritual lines. The 12 steps are a wonderful way to start. Another way to do it is to simply sit down and forgive yourself and forgive yourself for every judgment you've ever made against somebody else or yourself. Doesn't mean they're all going to come present at once, but you start the process. And each time you do this, it's another now. So you see, the idea is you're never away from you right now. And you can be away from your judgment of now by releasing that thought, stepping back and realizing you are pure presence. You are an individualized expression of the living God. And you're here to radiate and give those qualities to yourself and others. And what are those qualities? Unconditional love. Forgiveness. Embracing your life, as Christ Jesus said, all things are possible to him that believes. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say, I've come that you have to follow certain rules to be with me. He called 12 ragtag guys to go with him on a spiritual odyssey that changed and shook this mighty world. I believe in that journey. I believe in what he said, not because I'm prescribed to, not because I'm afraid not to, not because somebody's threatened me because of, but because I love what I found in the man called Christ Jesus, or more rightly, Jesus Christ. I love his forgiveness. I love his setting people up in a new way to walk forward in a new life, to see themselves as sons and daughters, of the Most High. That is the best thing, calling forth the best in him and us. That's the best thing you can do. And we're asked to do that over and over again. It wasn't just a one time, I come to Jesus and you forgive me and that's it and I'm finished. When you come to God or you realize God, it's just beginning. In other words, give your life to God and he, she gives it right back to you. Your life is what you make it, and what you make it is your thoughts. So just for today, just for now, I want you to imagine the best sense of yourself you can. Your image of yourself in your mind. If you've been overtaken by a defeat, if you have an old resentment, if you have a hurt that is just tearing you up, in this moment, just for now, feel what it's like to release it. One of the things that I do when I'm hurt is I place my hand over my heart and I picture the hurt in this hand and I make a fist and I say, I want to heal this hurt that is running me. And I take a few deep breaths to make sure that I mean it and I really see it in this hand. And I literally, as much as I can, feel it when I open my hand, leave. Sometimes I've been aware of a sense of energy that's emanated from that hand. My heart, my judgment, my release, right now. You see, I did it just now about something else. I did it because all this love is in front of me. And I think and believe that when we have that united force, it's even more powerful. But if you need to forgive yourself or somebody else, and they're not present, obviously you are, you might try this. Feel it. Picture it in your hand. Picture the hurt. Make it as vivid as possible because you're about to release it. And when you do, mean it. Drop it. And if it comes back to mind, treat it like a leaf blowing on a patio. It came to pass, not to stay. Life is breathtakingly brief when viewed from eternal perspective. When we hold on to things that do not promote ours and others' growth, it's painful. Look at the world today. Our problems mainly stem from us versus them. It's very easy to believe we're right because, after all, we know the truth. Well, that's true, but we don't know what truth they're believing. We don't even know if it is the truth. But we know this is what we're in the middle of, and we know we're called to be the light of the world, and sometimes that's inconvenient. Sometimes that's not going to be all moonlight and roses. Sometimes you have to get down the nitty-gritty and really show up and be present for your life to change the world. There's no way to really do this by fiat. Politicians and leaders have tried for centuries. I don't believe that you could treat men and women as a herd of soulless, brainless robots that are devoted to only one cause. We are human beings with individual desires, dreams, aspirations, loves, hurts, heartaches. We're all made so similar, and yet we're individualized. I believe the best way to change the world is to change yourself. The world is, after all, inside you. That's where you experience it. You can't experience it collectively. You can experience it individually. And when we experience it individually in a healthy way, each one of us catches the other, and we go out and we're a united force that makes a difference. Just for today, just in this moment right now, we can do that. And then we can recall that moment this week. And we can recall that moment the week after and the week after. You see, what you concentrate on and what you give your attention to expands. And that's why Dr. Wayne Dyer said, I won't march for going to war, but if you give a peace march, I'll show up. I want peace to expand. I don't want warlike ideas to expand. Where we place our attention, where we place our focus, that's going to expand. That's such is the nature of thought. That's just the way it is. What you think about, you bring about. What you feel about yourself is generally what you're going to feel about others. In other words, if you think you're finished here today, you're going to think that other folks are finished at that point too. Or you may idealize them and project that onto them as a way of disowning your own greatness. That's another thing that I'll get into at another time. I'm talking about you now, today. So just for today, forgive yourself. Love yourself enough to do it over again. And if you can't do it over again, really love yourself and say, I think I did the best I could at the time. And if you really don't think you did the best you could at the time, forgive that too. After all, it's over. The punishment is only coming from you. It's only coming from the pounding, persistent I thought. The ego part of us, the personality part of us that says, It can't change. It's that way. It's set in stone. That's the way life is. I was told I was this way by my teachers and my parents, and I can't move from it. That's not true. Happiness is a thought away. I'm not being trite. I mean that because at some point you realize you're happy when you've gone through something. When did that happen? What was that moment that occurred? It had to occur at some moment in the now. You begin to get an idea of how much I believe that the now is important. It's the only working unit of our life. Just for today, you can release labels about yourself and other people. You can not say anymore, I'm no good at. You could say, up till now, I've chosen not to be good at. Or you could say, I'm not made to do cross-country running. I'm not. Or racing a car. I'm not. But those are not things I really want to do. What I want to do, I want to become proficient in. And what I want to become proficient in, I'm going to tell myself the best things about that and about myself to me. In other words, it's a sort of calculated bet on yourself in the moment of time called now. So if you're forgiving the things that brought you here, the things that hurt you, the things that have disturbed your peace of mind up till now, then you go forward in this way, more or less an empty vessel. Because, as it's true, nature abhors a vacuum. So when those negative thoughts go, and believe me, they'll come back again, such is the nature of us. But when they're removed, you have something that's going to be empty that you need to fill. And that's what you can do just for today. I fill myself with thoughts of love for me and my dear ones and the world. Thoughts change things. Everything begins with a thought. This did, you did, I did. It's all energy vibrating in a different way. This is a very slow-moving type of energy. We're a little faster, and light is obviously the fastest. We live in a world of waves and crests, and we call that up, down, back, front. We make a duality out of a whole. I'm saying, as part of a whole, get yourself whole. And then the outer whole will reflect that. And if it doesn't, you'll find that the circumstance changes for you. God is going to put things in your path to help you grow when you make a decision to embrace that growth. That's when I said once about the 7-day mental diet by Emmett Fox took me a year to get through. Because you had to do it for 7 days not thinking a negative thought. I'd make it one. I'd make it 1.5. But it got better each time. But you had to start the thing all over again. 1.5 years later, I finished it. Any other diet that I'd done physically was child's play compared to the negative thinking diet. It really was. And it's not something that I relish doing again, but I'd like to. Because all of us, me included, we pick up things as incidental to life that aren't for our highest good. And sometimes they sneak in there and gum up the works. Our minds, our lives are meant to function positively. We're meant to be joy-filled, self-actualized, self-realized, and making a positive difference. We do that today by the thoughts we think right now and what we choose to entertain when we walk out the door. What's the highest thought of yourself in this situation that may be pushing you to the limit? What's the highest thought you can think about yourself and about that situation? What do you need to forgive? What do you need to embrace? What do you need to challenge about yourself? What do you need to accept about yourself? Only you know the answer to that. Only you can do that. One of the things I suggest is writing, journaling. Let it go. Let it come outside of you. Save it. We have a New Year's burning bowl ceremony here. Save it. Bring it up here and burn it on December 31st this next year. I love doing those. because they represent negativity that people are coming together to release. Just for today, just for now, see yourself in a different light. You don't have to wait till December 31st. You can give it up. You can give it up now. It all comes down to the old thing, how hungry are you? How much do you want it? You've seen athletes ask this question. You've seen coaches ask this question. You got to be hungry. You got to want it. You got to want it more than you want your next breath. I'm here to light that sense of desire in you. Desire that knows and says I can be better than I was yesterday. And I do it one thought at a time. And I do it in the only living unit of my life, which is right now. This week, I challenge you to think a different thought about yourself. To tell yourself a different story about the story you've been telling yourself. You see, we think in pictures. We've never thought in words. Pictures just come naturally to us, and generally of the past. New pictures are affirmations. Even if we're thinking the picturing is not that great, it's still an affirmation of what we want to happen. Our brain doesn't know the difference between a real or an imagined event. Our subconscious. Our conscious mind makes decisions. Our subconscious feeds that information to our conscious mind, and we act on it. Therefore, I ask or offer another suggestion. At night, when you're about to fall off to sleep, especially in that moment in time when it's just between sleeping and dropping off, think very much of what you want and state it in as positive terms as you can. Don't repeat the negatives. Don't say, I don't want this. I don't want that. Claim what you want more of. Hold on to that vision of what you want to expand. You will get what you think about. You will become what you think about. And it may not be a linear progression to where you want to be, but you'll be starting. And you won't be constrained by your past. You'll have forgiven that and you'll have walked away from it. And you won't be fearful about the future because you know who walks with you in the future, and you also know that you have done your best to clear your mind and your conscience and accept love as the way forward. Now, right now, I ask you, let it go. Get a new vision of yourself. Walk forward. Be happy. Touch people. Touch people with the newness of life that you have. I give thanks that you are here, that you are wanting to grow, that you embrace now, that you understand what I'm talking about. I can see it on your faces, and I know that it excites you. It excites you because it's the real thing. I hope and I pray for you a new life this week, and anything that is not for your best is released, and in this moment now you walk forward, and so it is.